This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown on Saturday of what they're calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada, the second such incident in 2 days. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Rescuers continued to pull survivors Saturday, 5 days after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook Turkey and Syria, though some rescue operations in Turkey were stopped amid reports of nearby looting. The White House announced on Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland on February 20th to meet with Polish President Andrzej Duda and Eastern European allies. Coming just before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Biden's visit will make it very clear that the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, says John Kirby, spokesperson for the White House National Security Council.
He wants to make sure that he's sending that strong message, not only of the United States resolve, but the international community resolve, and to make clear to the Ukrainian people, most particularly, that the United States is going to continue to stand by them going forward.
The announcement came after Russia's massive strikes Friday morning across Ukraine. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand is bracing for the remains of Cyclone Gabrielle. Met Service, the country's weather service, says Gabrielle poses a very high risk of extreme, impactful, and unprecedented weather over many regions of the North Island from Sunday to Tuesday. Significant heavy rains and damaging winds that could cause dangerous river conditions and significant flooding are expected. Damage to roads could isolate some communities, according to the Weather Service. The United States has blacklisted 6 Chinese entities it says are linked to Beijing's aerospace programs. This as part of its retaliation over an alleged Chinese spy balloon that traversed U.S. airspace. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The economic restrictions announced came after the Biden administration pledged to consider broader efforts to address China's surveillance activities. It will make it difficult for 5 companies and 1 research institute to obtain American technology exports. The U.S. Bureau of Industry and Security said the 6 entities were being targeted for their support to China's military modernization efforts, specifically the People's Liberation Army's aerospace programs, including airships and balloons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Saturday that he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The far-right politician made the comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. Bolsonaro has been in the United States since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's president. There's been speculation during recent weeks on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he is the subject of several investigations and a possible wrongdoing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis said on Sunday he was worried and pained by the imprisonment of Nicaraguan Bishop Ronaldo Alvarez, who was sentenced to more than 26 years in prison in the Latin American country. The Pope's comments about Alvarez, who is a vocal critic of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, were made in his weekly blessing to pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter's Square. Voters in Cyprus go to the polls Sunday for a tightly fought presidential runoff between 2 career diplomats seeking the top post in the southern part of the divided Mediterranean island. Polling stations close at 6 p.m. local time, 1600 GMT, in the race to succeed 2-term conservative president Nikos Anastasiades. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.